Bhakti Kanamane. Namaste, Sarasatunde, Ve, Gauravani Bhacharne, Nirvishesha, Shinivadi Paskya Gyade Sakai. Om Agana Tvarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Vrijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vasakam Vitam Cha, Hey Krishna, Karna, Sindho, Dinabando, Jagatate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostute, Tapta, Kanchana, Gorangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Vanu, Sudadevi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye, Vancha, Kapa, Dhruvyascha, Kripa, Sindhubhye, Vacha, Patidanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Chedvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivrinda Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 9 Lord Chaitanya's travels to the holy places Text number 222 Chamtapare Asi Deki Sri Ramalakshmanaha Sri Vaikunthe Asi Kaila Vishnu Darshana Which is Darashana. Jamta Pareasi Deki Shri Rama Lakshmana. Shri Vaikunthe Asi Kaila Vishnu Darshana. Chamtapare asi deki Shri Rama Lakshmana Shri Vaikunthe asi Kaila Vishnu Darshana
Shri
Ladies. Shri Chaitanya Sikhaya Vishnu Darshan Chantapare Tu Chantapara Asi Coming Dehi Sing Shri Rama Lakshmana Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana Shri Vaikuntha Asi, coming to Shri Vaikuntha, Kaila did Vishnu Darshana, seeing the temple of Lord Vishnu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Later, the Lord went to Chantapura, where he saw the deities of Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana. He then went to Sri Vaikuntha and saw the temple of Lord Vishnu there. Purport. Chantapura, sometimes called Chenganur, is located in the state of Kerala. A temple of Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana is located there. Sri Vaikuntha, about 4 miles north of Olivar Tirunagarai, and 16 miles southeast of Tirunelveli, is situated on the bank of the Tamaraparni River. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Padanta Swami Janamane, Namaste Sarasukam Deve, Gauravani Prajarane, Nirvishesha Shinvadi Pratsya Dhyade Sitarana. Hard to say very much about these places since I've never been there. Has anyone ever been to Chantapura? You have. Can you say something about it?
I'm from Kerala. We don't know the Chantapura name, but Chenganur is familiar. Even the name still exists. It's a lot of trees and nature-friendly place, backwaters and things like that. Palm trees, coconut trees, and yes, coconut trees. All over Kerala we can see coconut trees.
Does anyone know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there? Is there any indication that he went and visited there?
No, this is first time I'm seeing. Even, I know Adhikeshava temple, but this one was not known. It's thick, most of the Kerala.
Do you know the temple of Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana is located there?
Yeah, I've not been to that temple.
Oh. You know Sri Vaikuntha?
No, I think that it's in a different state.
What's that?
It's in a different state, Tamil Nadu. Tirunelveli is neighboring state.
I know, I'll keep on reading. This is like a travel dialogue, and I've never been to these places that I remember. So, you know. If we ever go there, we should at least all know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had also gone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Malaya Parvata and offered prayers to Agastya Muni. He then visited Kanyakumari, Cape Comorin. Cape Comorin at the very bottom of the most southern part of India. That's where Hanuman jumped from to get to Lanka. But it's both pretty south. The range of mountains in South India, beginning at Kerala, extending to Cape Comorin, is called Malaya Parvata. Concerning Agastya, there are four opinions. Only four. Anyone else have an opinion? The There's probably thousands of opinions, but they only list four in the book. There is a temple of Agastya Muni. One, there's a temple of Agastya Muni in the village of Agastyam Pali in the district of Tanjore. Two, there is a temple of Lord Skanda on a hill known as Shivagiri. This temple is said to have been established by Agastya Muni. Three, some say that the hill near Cape Komoran, known as Patia, served as Agastya Muni's residence. Four, there's a place known as Agastya Malaya, which is a range of hills on both sides of the Tamparani River. Cape Komoran itself is also known as Kanyakumari. Anyone else have an opinion? Okay, we'll go on. After visiting Kanyakumari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Amlitala, where he saw the deity of Lord Ramachandra. Thereafter, he went to a place known as Malara Desha, where a community of Bhattaharis lived. Purport. North of Malara Desha's south Kanara. To the east are Koorg and Mysore. In the south of Cochin. And in the west is the Arabian Sea. As far as the Bhattaharis are concerned, they are a nomadic community. They camp wherever they like and have no fixed place of residence. Outwardly, they take up the dress of sannyasi. So, if you see a sannyasi, you can ask them if they're a Bhattahari. And the real business is stealing and cheating, so watch out. See a sannyasi, you can check your pocket. They're not authorized by the sannyas ministry of ISKCON.
They don't carry laptops.
They probably stole their laptop from the sannyasi. They have one. They allure others to supply women for their camp, and they cheat many women and keep them within their community. In this way, they increase their population. In Bengal, there is a similar community. Actually, all over the world, there are nomadic communities whose business is simply to allure, cheat, and steal innocent women. Is there one around here? Text 225. After visiting Malara Desha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Tamala Kartika and then went to Veta Pani. There he saw a temple of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra, and passed the night. Purport. Tamala Kartika is 40 miles south of Tirunelvali, 2 miles south of Aramavali Mountain. It is located within the jurisdiction of Tovalai. At Tamala Kartika is the temple of Subramanya, or Lord Kartika, the son of Lord Shiva. Vatapani, or Vatapani, is north of Kaila in the Tamil Nadu state. It is also known as Bhuta Pandi and within the jurisdiction of the Tobala district. It is understood that formerly there was a deity of Lord Ramachandra there. Later, the deity was replaced with the deity of Lord Shiva, known as Rameshvara or Bhutanath. Now it starts getting interesting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accompanied by his servant, Krishnadas. He was a Brahmin, but he met with the Bhattaharis there, and they stole his laptop. With women, the Bhattaharis allured the Brahmana Krishnadas, who was simple and gentle. By virtue of their bad association, they polluted his intelligence. Allured by the Bhattaharis, Krishnadas went to their place early in the morning. The Lord also went there very quickly just to find him. Upon reaching the community, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Bhattaharis, "Where are you keeping my Brahmana assistant? I am in the renounced order of life, and so are you. You are purposely giving me pain, I don't see any good logic in this. Upon hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Bhadaharis came running from all sides with weapons in their hands, desiring to hurt the Lord. However, their weapons fell from the hands and struck their own bodies. When some of the Bhadaharis were thus cut to pieces, the others ran away in the four directions. While there was so much roaring and crying at the Bhadahari community, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grabbed Krishna Das by the hair and took him away. That very night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his assistant Krishna Das arrived at the bank of the Payasvini River. They took their bath and then went to see the temple of Adikeshwar. When the Lord saw the Adikeshwar temple, he was immediately overwhelmed with ecstasy. Offering various obeisances and prayers, he chanted and danced. All the people were greatly astonished to see the ecstatic pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all received the Lord very well. In the temple of Adikeshwa, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed spiritual matters among highly advanced devotees. While there, he found a chapter of the Brahma Samhita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greatly happy to find a chapter of that scripture. And symptoms of ecstatic transformation, trembling, tears, perspiration, trance, and jubilation were manifest in his body. There is no scripture equal to the Brahma Samhita as far as the final spiritual conclusion is concerned. Indeed, that scripture is the supreme revelation of the glories of Lord Govinda. It reveals the topmost knowledge about him. Since all conclusions are briefly presented in the Brahma Samhita, it is essential amongst all the Vaishnava literatures. Purport. The Brahma Samhita is a very important scripture. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acquired the fifth chapter from the Adikeshwa temple. In that fifth chapter, the philosophical conclusion of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, simultaneously one, and oneness and difference is presented. The chapter also presents methods of devotional service, the 18-syllable Vedic hymn, discourses on the soul, the super soul, and fruit of activity, an explanation of Kama Gayatri, Kama Bija, and the original Mahavishnu, and a detailed description of the spiritual world, specifically Goloka Vrindavan. The Brahma Samhita also explains the demigod Ganesh, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, the origin of the Gayatri Mantra, the form of Govinda and his transcendental position and abode. The living entities, the highest goal, the goddess Durga, the meaning of austerity, the five gross elements, love of God, impersonal Brahman, the initiation of Lord Brahma, and the vision of transcendental love, enabling one to see the Lord. The steps of devotional service are also explained, the mind yoga nidra, the goddess of fortune, devotional service in spontaneous ecstasy, incarnations beginning with Lord Ramachandra, deities, the conditioned soul and its duties, the truth about Lord Vishnu, prayers, Vedic hymns, Lord Shiva, the Vedic literature, personalism and impersonalism, good behavior, and many other subjects are also discussed. There's also a description of the sun and the universal form of the Lord. All these subjects are conclusively explained in a nutshell in the Brahma Samhita. So can anyone repeat what's explained in the Brahma Samhita? What's not explained? Yes.
As a pujari, if I'm serving my deity, is one thing, that because I don't have a pure heart to see the deity as non-different from the absolute truth. Even though I'm hearing, but I'm not perceiving in every moment that communication. But being a servant, as a Krishna Das, with Lord Chaitanya, absolute truth, he's responding, communicating every moment he's serving. Yet, It's so close. I don't see any more closer than that, his direct service. Yet, the illusory energy had a bewilderment right next to the Lord's... how to understand this?
Well...
I mean, this is that kind of risk. What I don't have any hope.
It's a question of consciousness. One can be right next to Krishna and be completely Maya. Kansa was right next to Krishna, but he wasn't completely Krishna conscious. Similarly, so many living entities personally saw Krishna, but they were in Maya. Aranyakashipu. Well, just we see that Krishna, he traveled through India. Not everyone understood that he was Krishna. So it's not physical contact necessarily. It's our understanding, our surrender to Krishna. So Krishna Das, undoubtedly, he was one of Krishna's eternal servants. That's also explained in the Chaitanya, what is that called? The Gauragana Deepika, that he's an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But someone has to have the part to play a certain role in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, just to demonstrate the fact that at any moment the conditioned soul can fall away from devotional service. But simultaneously we can understand that it's not by physical contact. So many devotees had physical contact with Srila Prabhupada, and yet they were not very Krishna conscious or so Krishna conscious. And others, they served Prabhupada from a distance, and they made much more spiritual advancement. The question of attitude and service attitude. But we shouldn't think that, obviously, Krishna Das was an ordinary living entity. He's an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, taking a certain part. Even Lord Chaitanya rejected him eventually. But then Lord Nityananda and the other devotees accepted him and engaged him in service. I mean, not so bad if Lord Nityananda personally engages you in service.
Maybe in this chapter, that is not the same as his eternal associate. There's two.
There's many Krishna Dasas.
But
many
this
Krishna,
one particularly.
There may be another Krishna Das here too.
So many years back, Brahman and God brother fell away. So they approached Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you know, he's such a staunch, strict, dedicated devotee. He has left. And Prabhupada stated, do not be surprised who leaves, but do be surprised who stays.
So you can go up to one of your God brothers and say, wow, I'm really surprised you stayed. I really expected you to fall away a lot sooner. Definitely, I can see the cause of this mercy working in you. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the Brahma Samhita copied. And then with great pleasure, he went to a place known as Ananta Padmanabha. Concerning Ananta Padmanabha, one should refer to Madhya Lila, chapter 1, text 115. So, amazing, just to get one copy of the Brahma Samhita, such an endeavor. Imagine if we had to handwrite the Brahma Samhita in Sanskrit. We'd probably take it more seriously. Everyone would be mad after getting a copy. But now that it's so easily available, we say, well, it's there. Who cares about it? But imagine how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely in ecstasy when he got the Brahma Samhita. That was such an auspicious moment. So we should try to remember that when we read Brahma Samhita, how wonderful a book it is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got himself went into ecstasy getting it. And just to get one copy, he had a, there was no Xerox machine. There was no, he couldn't photograph it. He had to handwrite it. And then, of course, he'll find, we'll find he found also the book by Bilwamangal Thakur, Krishnamrita, what is that? Krishna Karnamrita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained for 2 or 3 days at Ananta Padmanabha and visited the temple there. Then in great ecstasy, he went to see the temple of Sri Janardana. Purport, the temple of Sri Janardana is situated 26 miles north of Tiruvandrum, near the Varkala Railroad Station. Prabhupada suggested that we don't follow this book. You may want to get lost. Because Prabhupada's writing, he's repeating what his spiritual master had written in his commentary. And it may not be so accurate. So, caution. Especially when he talks about railroad stations. They may or may not be there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced at Sri Janardana for 2 days. Then he went to the bank of the Payavasini River and visited the temple of Sankara Narayan. So, the next purport is a rather long purport and has names of all the different disciple succession from Sankaracharya. So, I don't think I'm going to read it. Don't tell anyone. No, someone, the next devotee who gets it will be quite satisfied reading the disciple succession of Sankaracharya. It's quite a long disciple succession. Notice a few devotees that I know in there. Any questions?
He said Krishnadas, this incident of Krishnadas is tangible proof that if one is in direct association of the personality of God, it can fall into Maya. Tangible proof. So it sounded like he was trying to make a point, like he just made, but it's a tangible, because he used this word, tangible proof.
Yes.
Just as what Tom was saying. I mean, I don't know if that has something to do with a fall or no fall argument, but.
Yeah, it's hard to say. In other places, we have the two monkey generals of Lord Ramachandra falling to Maya, Dvivida and his brother Minda. They were actually eternal associates of Lord Ramachandra. They were also worshipped in Vaikuntha in Ramachandra. But somehow or another, Dvivida, by bad association, he fell into Maya, Dvivida. As a matter of fact, his bad association was Bhomasura. Does anyone know Bhomasura's father? What's that? Varaha, yeah. Imagine falling to meet the son of Varaha and you fall into Maya. Quite an interesting situation. And who's his mother? Yeah, the Earth planet. Pretty good parentage. But Krishna is not our. Yeah, but we can't say that Krishna. Oh, okay. In any case, the father was Krishna in the form of Lord Varaha, and the mother was the earth planet. And she gave birth to Bhomasura. It was quite powerful, actually. That's why Krishna had to take Satyabhama on Garuda to kill him, to get back the earrings of Aditi, what else, and the umbrella of Varuna. In any case, by bad association, Dvivida had become a demon. And when Bulbasaur was killed, then he became very disturbed. What's that? Well, he wasn't in Vaikuntha at that particular... He's eternally in Vaikuntha, but his expansion got into bad association. Yeah, he got into a lot of trouble.
Because that was the root cause of his coming down and degraded.
Yeah, not a good idea to be offensive to Lakshman.
Because Lakshman is a... He also mentioned Lakshman represent as an embodiment of Guru. So it doesn't matter how much advancement a disciple makes, never disrespect Guru's position.
Well, Dvivida is an example of a person who had personal association with Lord Ramachandra, and yet he did fall into Maya. We have another, if you commit offenses, that's another example is Ramdas, Abhiramdas. What's that? Ramdas, who was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, that the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj offended him. Minikata Ramdas. What's that? No, the similar offense. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother offended Minikatana Ramdas, and therefore he fell down, although he was warned by his brother not to do that. That you had no faith in Lord Nityananda, but he had firm faith in Krishna. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Jamasmi Guru.
You're talking about the degree of difficulty that Lord Chaitanya went through to get a copy of the Brahma Samhita. One thing that it's always kind of bewildered me is how, let's say Rupa Goswami, he was able to cite so many different references from vast array of the Vedic literature. How he would access all of that, you know, and living in such a simple situation. Have you ever heard, you know, how, you know, he didn't have a computer, he didn't have folio.
He had a photographic memory.
Was it all based on that? But where did he actually access all of these different Vedas?
Well, he had the opportunity. He was a minister in the government of Hussein Shah. I'm sure he had access to all kinds of, you know, libraries and things like that. In any case, they had access, and they were all quite gifted. I mean, Rupa Goswami would compose and edit everything within his mind, and then write it down on the palm leaf. It's not like, you know, he had 50 palm leaves and he was crossing it out. No, he did all the composing and editing all within his mind, then put it on the palm leaf. That's quite... Yeah. But he had, I mean, as a minister in the Nawab Hussein Shah's government, he had access to all kinds of things. Like Sanatana Goswami, you find him, he was surrounded by Brahmins when he tried to retire. So those things were available. Yes.
You mentioned Cape Comorin, right?
Yes.
I've heard, and I can't remember where, I thought I heard, that much of Prabhupada's books were, that's what the Jaladuta stopped there to pick them up. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Cochin, yeah.
Oh, same Cochin?
No, it's different.
Oh, but. It's Cochin.
Okay, we'll see if it's... Oh, I hope not.
You said something that didn't quite hear. You said that not to try to follow the venue and the areas. Srila Prabhupada gives directions, you know, walk so many steps, post up some sort of railroad track, etc.
That's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's direction.
That was not accurate.
Sometimes it wasn't accurate. It's not accurate now. Because it was written 100 years ago.
Because if we are accepting Srila Prabhupada, we are thinking that it is infallible.
Well, if they change the railroad stop, what can you do?
they change. I see. So it's not about the
No, they change the railroad stations. Things change in 100 years.
Exactly. That was
my point. Yeah. Well, you follow it, thinking, well, he's infallible, and you don't, you know, you get off at the wrong stop, you wind up in the river. You can't blame him. The names of the city, probably even when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada was writing it, you know, they had changed the names of some of the places. So he had Prabhupada or whoever. He had to change the names of the places, so they may even be changed now, further. Oh, did they? Yeah, so, I mean, even that's... And then even after, you know, within our lifetime, things may get changed around, especially things like railroad stations and... All right, I think, thank you very much. Nice being here for a brief period of time and hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhamasura and everyone else. So we look forward to coming back again. Thank you. Grantharaj, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kija. Sri Prabhupada, Kija.